You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year, second-class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Cracklin' Mint Mounds. Cracklin' Mint Nuggets. I'm trying to keep life interesting. I'm trying to figure out, find new ways to enliven things. Mm-hmm. New fantasy names that are fun and funny, unlike your usual team name, which is like Bulldog's Team.
And those things that you just said are examples of things that you yes. think are funny?
Yes.
That's what just happened there?
I'm still laughing. Maybe I'll name a team Bulldog's Team. That'll be funny to me, too, because it's my team. With us now on the Western Hotline is Kevin Bowen, 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. Kevin, how are you?
Great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. You're out at Colts camp. Is it a billion degrees there like it seems like it is everywhere else? Here we're over 90 today.
Indeed. Made me grateful for morning practice. Yes, a billion degrees, and I'm really glad they're not practicing right now.
That's on the Kelvin scale, by the way.
The billion?
Billion, yeah. Approximately. Kevin, I think you might have the most interesting, I always use the word battle, I apologize, training camp battle in the NFL with Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. Would that hold water for you, for me to say that? And so far, how's it going?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Colts fan, you might call it horrifying, not interesting, but I definitely understand where you're coming from on that. It's pretty rare, I think, today's NFL to get true quarterback battles. And, you know, even if you've got one, maybe it's like, oh, will the rookie start or will you let the veteran, you know, the 32-year-old, right, whatever, 35-year-old take it for a year? That's not this. This is two former top 10 picks and, you know, one that obviously didn't work out in a major market in Daniel Jones, and then obviously whatever Anthony Richardson's first 2 years, how you would describe him, from, you know, the flashes of highlights to way too often not being available for his team, and then obviously some accuracy struggles when he has played. So, yeah, right now just a full split. Richardson a few more on the first day, Jones a few more today, and it sounds like that will be the plan of attack for, you know, the foreseeable future here, and we'll see how long into August they go.
What kind of sense do you get as far as how the fans are approaching this? Are they watching like you would watch the Blair Witch Project, like with your hands over your eyes and just sort of peeking out? Because Richardson has been, you know, uneven, maybe, to be kind. And Jones, I just don't know. I'd have a hard time getting behind either guy myself. How do you think the fans are looking at it?
Yeah, I'd say reluctantly behind Richardson. You know, it's kind of funny. We had a listener reach out and say, I'm ready to see Daniel Jones. the other day. And so I was like, all right, this would be a good time for a little Twitter poll. And so we put it out to our show audience. And I think over 80% said they'd rather see Richardson start. You know, he has yet to have a healthy offseason in his NFL career. And, you know, he's had about as close to one as you could have hoped for. So, you know, again, do you give this guy who was labeled the project of all first-round projects a chance after the healthy offseason? You know, I can certainly hear that. You know, let's say Daniel Jones creates a little bit more of a, hey, we're dropped in the ocean, at least we're staying afloat mindset at quarterback. Well, I mean, this team has done that with Gardner Minshew. They've done it with Carson Wentz. They, you know, they, Jacoby Brissett, they did. I mean, they've done the 7-8-9 win song and dance, and it's gotten them nowhere. So, honestly, I think some are like, you know what, at least Richardson's more entertaining, and if it really bombs, well, maybe we'll get another Manning here.
Right.
Do you have a sense of how much of a factor his tapping out of that game last year is in all of this? Because whenever we talk about him, and this even came up on our show yesterday before we even knew you were going to be on with us today, Kevin, that to me, if that's the tip of the iceberg on things that he might not know or understand about being an NFL quarterback or just a football quarterback, period, then I could understand why a coaching staff would be reluctant if, like, the team is looking at him going, what did he just say? What does he not know? What are we doing here? I could understand a team being reluctant to put him back in a spot where, you know, they're all counting on him.
Yeah, you know, in asking that question, you said something to the effect there in the middle of, like, you know, he doesn't get it or something along those lines.
Yeah.
He didn't understand, I guess, what tapping out truly meant. And I think that probably summarizes the Richardson experience of, like, I mean, this is not a malicious kid. This is not a bad kid.
Right.
You know, hell, he was the last one to leave the field the last 2 days signing autographs. Like, I mean, this is not somebody that is out there that just doesn't want to be there. I just don't think, unlike Bryce Young, unlike Caleb Williams, unlike Arch Manning, he didn't grow up in this quarterback culture. I mean, this is not the Elite 11 tours and the five-star can't-miss kid that started as a freshman in high school. Like, none of that. It was even a project of Florida, and, you know, he only had, whatever, 13 starts there. So I just think it's just a naive nature to understanding it. And, you know, when they say, hey, show up at 8 o'clock, he walks in the door at 7:59. Well, it's like, okay, I mean, thank you, but, like, you know, we would like just a little bit more urgency out of you. And I think at times you see that in his play as well.
You're not late, but you're late.
Right.
Right.
Interesting. Kevin Bowen, our guest on the Colts here. I mean, I think you've kind of said it already. I think this is a classic case where the fans' motives are one thing, and the person maybe making the decision would be the head coach or even the GM would be another. You know, we have this with the Giants too, I'd say, where, like, they've got a win to stay on, but what's in the best interest of the team? Richardson, see that through, and there's no way you could say they've done that yet. But, you know, what good is that to Shane Steichen if he wins four games, you know? So I think this is one where people always say, Kevin, how the fans don't want owners involved in, quote, football decisions, but they should sometimes, because the owner is the person who has the same perspective as we do. We're the ones that are going to stay, and these coaches are going to be three teams away maybe by the time the Colts win or the Bills win, what have you. So, I don't know. I think Richards should be pretty obviously the call. Richardson should pretty obviously be the call here, but the coaches' incentives are different than the organization sometimes or the fans.
Yeah, it's just an odd time, frankly, to be a Colts fan, and I get, you know, I'm speaking in a Colts mindset. I get that a lot of NFL franchises have gone through this, but you got to go back 30, maybe even more years to the last time they've had real pillar questions. And when I say pillar, I mean quarterback, I mean GM, and I mean head coach. All three of them could be gone next year, and that's rare for this franchise. And, you know, the GM is Chris Ballard. I mean, 9 years as the GM. It's the worst division in the AFC. They've never won it. They've won one playoff game in his time, and yet here he still is. And then Shane Steichen, you know, hired. He's been a 500 head coach in his first two seasons. Is he tied at the hip with Ballard, even though there's 6 years difference in their hirings? I mean, they all were there when Richardson was drafted. So, again, are they all tied together? And then the unfortunate, you know, Jim Irsay situation where now, you know, his oldest daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, will, you know, be the lead voice. Well, we have no precedent with her on how she will handle things from an organization standpoint. So, yeah, it's just an odd time, frankly, to be a Colts fan.
Do you think Richardson has a chance to win this job, like a real legit chance to win the job, or do you think kind of the fix is in?
Yeah, I mean, I do. You know, it seems like he uses the word consistent a whole lot. Well, you know, the only thing consistent about Anthony Richardson is Richardson has been his inconsistency, frankly. But still, I mean, you know, it's Daniel Jones we're talking about here. You know, it's not like he's going up against whoever you want to insert there. And, you know, as bad as Richardson has been, and they just fired their defensive coordinator, Gus Bradley, who was the DC with Richardson, he also was 8-7 as a starting quarterback. And, I mean, like, win-loss record isn't everything, but, you know, you just fired the defensive coordinator, and the guy went 8-7. Now, you know, again, I don't want to act like, you know, the win-loss record is gospel, but it hasn't been horrific. And I go back to, you know, that healthy offseason. You know, do you just owe it to yourself and his organization of, hey, if we're going to draft this project, shouldn't we at least see it through before you make the first financial decision on him, which is that fifth-year team option coming up after this year?
Kevin, what has the owner's death meant to things? Either this particular competition, if anything, or just what's different about camp? I mean, Jim Irsay, was there for so long and was such a figure in the sport. It probably feels different in certain ways without him.
Certainly. I mean, he's such a vibrant personality, super outgoing. I mean, I would say outside of Jerry Jones, probably one of the more well-known owners in the entire NFL, just with how outspoken he was. A big presence on social media and Twitter, of course. Now, you know, day-to-day operationally, he has not been, you know, with the organization or was not, you know, for quite some time. So, you know, again, his oldest daughter, Carly, has been that person. And, you know, a little bit more on the football side, I'd say, over the last handful of years. So, it's not like this was, you know, a total blindside or, again, Jim's in there, you know, day-to-day operationally, you know, for the last X amount of years. But still, I mean, you know, he's you know, to some people, outside of Peyton Manning, maybe the face of that franchise. And I don't think every owner is that for their respective franchise. So it is different. But, you know, I don't expect anything like wholesale crazy changes.
Okay.
So outside of this quarterback battle, which I think we've somewhat extensively covered already, what's the rest of the situation look like for the Colts? Like what is the strength of this team right now as you would see it?
That's a good question. I mean, I think Jonathan Taylor is still a bona fide, you know, top running back in this league, and you know, I don't need to remind you guys. You guys have seen it firsthand in some matchups. You know, I still think he's got that in his game. You know, defensively, they brought in Lou Anarumo from Cincinnati, who, you know, at one point was, you know, kind of a head coaching candidate. And, you know, that obviously didn't go well last year. And there'll certainly be a much more, a little bit more Cheesecake Factory menu, if you will, than as vanilla as they were under Gus Bradley. I think that'll be welcomed and needed. So I'll be curious how that will play out. I mean, their O-line still has some cornerstone guys that I think are very good players. I mean, you know, Quentin Nelson would be atop that list. And, you know, when you're in the AFC South, it's a hell of a gift. It's a division that keeps on giving. And you're one C.J. Stroud, you know, missing 2-3 weeks away from probably being right there, which I don't think you can say that about any of the other AFC divisions.
Yeah, the Bills have, I think, only two bad losses in 4 years, and that's one of them. Indianapolis here with Wentz at quarterback and Jonathan Taylor's 5 touchdowns. The other, I guess, would be the Ravens last year.
Last year, yeah.
But the other games they've lost have almost all been really close games. That Colts game stands out as a home game, too, for the Bills in 2021. Taylor, you mentioned here, Kevin, of course. I mean, he's a star. I'm in a lot of fantasy leagues and did one the other night where the analysts, leagues that people actually analyze Bulldog. And there are podcasts and streams, and they talk about these teams, believe it or not. That's actually a thing in the world. But the one guy asked, we drafted Jonathan Taylor, and I was asked, does it matter to you who the quarterback is for Taylor? And I said no, and I felt a little bit bad about that. Like, maybe I should have cared about that. How is that for you? Is Taylor the beneficiary of a Daniel Jones offense more than he would be Richardson? I mean, Richardson will run for touchdowns. Jones is a runner, too, though. Not on the same level, probably.
Yeah, I'm always twofold with those questions because, like, Richardson, yes, will take some touchdowns away from him. But, you know, he also will occupy a defender, which could turn, you know, 17
right.
and 70 at times as well. And, you know, you point out very well, unlike these past years, Daniel Jones is much more of a competent runner than, you know, Joe Flacco was last year, Gardner Minshew the year before. They drafted Tyler Warren, not to get like super nerdy in fantasy, but you know he did some pretty creative stuff at Penn State, and I think the Colts want to do that as well. So you know, could that take away? But when you talk about first and second down runner, it's a short list in the league that Jonathan Taylor is on in terms of elite first and second down runner. Now, he's not the third down guy. He's not a great pass catcher, which I know some people like that out of running back. But I guess to answer the question, I don't think there's a huge difference. Richardson's got the bigger arm. You know, maybe that keeps the safety back. But I can see pros and cons to both.
Good. I feel less bad about not answering the question the other night. Warren could be good for rushing touchdowns, right? You could see him in a role where they use him out of the backfield some, maybe?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hell, he might be the most accurate Colts quarterback. I think he was 3-6 in his final year at Penn State. But no, I mean, for anybody that watched Penn State, I know we live in Big Ten country, so maybe it's a little bit different. But, like, I mean, he ran dudes over and, you know, was not just this, tush-push type of guy there. And, again, I think the Colts want to do that with him. So that's just another wrinkle in the short yardage package. That's one area the Colts should be very elite in. I mean, you know, Richardson or Jones, Taylor, Warren, I mean, that's a lot that you could turn to in short yardage behind, you know, Quentin Nelson and company.
Right. The Colts have had all these tight ends. It's kind of been a joke how many just different guys they've had in the Mo Alley Cox era here, and he might still be there, I think. But
yes, he is there.
He is. Warren... we've had the Dalton Kincaid experience here, and when the Bills drafted Kincaid, you know, he's sort of a tight end. He's called a tight end. Like, what's a good year? Because historically, rookie tight ends have not been good for very much, but then, you know, he didn't even do that great, but he was up there among the most receptions for a rookie tight end. And then you had Laporta with his season the same year. Now Bowers. I don't know. I wonder if that's different a little bit because maybe you'll say different, Kevin. I kind of think that Tyler Warren should get the ball, and you've got, I mean, Downs and Pittman are pretty good at receivers, so there are weapons here.
Yeah, I guess going back to the strength question you guys asked me, I mean, I do think this wideout room, while it might lack a guy, you know, to play the fantasy game that you would take very early, you know, Michael Pittman Jr. has been a nice wideout in this league. Alec Pierce led the NFL last year in yards per catch. That might surprise some people. And Josh Downs is your bona fide, you know, slot ideal again, third and six, put a foot in the ground and make a play. And then you throw Warren into the mix. And a lot of people are still high on A.D. Mitchell, their second round pick out of Texas from last year, who had no issue getting open. It was more of an issue of catching it. So, yeah, they're high on their wideouts and their corners, which I don't disagree with that, you know, they've struggled in the premium positions, but I think they do feel much better about that. And again, I can understand why. It's more of, you know, the guys throwing them the football.
You mentioned they're high on the corners. How about the defense overall here? I mean, DeForest Buckner is a name that everybody knows in the middle of the defensive line there. What about the rest? Latu going into a second year off the edge. What have we got on defense?
Well, again, coordinator change with Lou Anarumo coming over. So schematically, they will definitely be different than what they were under Gus Bradley. You mentioned Latu. I mean, he was actually the first defensive pick in that draft. That was the draft that went all offense the first 14. I thought he kind of had a rookie wall last year. So they have lacked the elite edge guy really since Robert Mathis. And when I say elite, I'm just talking like, you know, 10 sack guy, you know, not, you know, Watt or Hendrickson or one of those. So, you know, with Buckner occupying so much, you would think that would help guys out on the edge, you know, get those one-on-one chances. But again, they just haven't found that. They have Quiddy Pay on the opposite side, another former first-round pick going into a contract year. So, yeah, defensively, they've been a bottom third unit in scoring defense under Gus Bradley. And again, schematically, they're changing significantly. So I think there is some optimism there. I'm probably a little bit more in the prove-it camp. Probably the thing they did the most different this offseason was they spent big in free agency. They signed Chavarius Ward from the 49ers, former All-Pro corner. Cam Bynum from the Vikings, who's been a nice player as well. Rare for the Colts under Chris Bauer to spend like that. So their secondary needed help, and they've definitely tried to do that from a spending standpoint.
Kevin, one more, the AFC South. I don't know about Houston. I mean, two-time winners, but the offensive line was so bad. And they seem to get rid of their best guys. So, all right, talk about being in a prove-it camp. Here I am with Houston, and I'm always looking for a live underdog. I'd be open to, I don't know about Tennessee, actually, but I'd be open to the Colts and Jaguars taking it down. Is that crazy?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, I'm not sure if there's a division in football where one, I don't know, maybe you could point to some others, but where one quarterback injury could change it so much. I mean, I just think if Stroud is healthy, I don't think the others are healthy, and I should say his O-line looks at least halfway decent, then I think they win it. I mean, weirdly, they won the division last year with 3 weeks to go in the season, and their record wasn't even that good.
Yeah,
it's just they just haven't had a true challenge. I mean, the Colts challenged a couple years ago, but, you know, you're going to have to go and get Houston. And I get it. They've got questions, wide receiver and O-line, certainly. But, you know, if Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen have something, and, you know, if the Colts can hang around, they don't play Houston until late in the year. That's maybe a nice thing. That could help them out, but it's definitely Houston's. And, you know, the Colts haven't won it in a decade, and which is just a weird stat. Every other team in the South has won it twice since they last have won it. I don't think a lot of people would realize that. So, again, it's the easiest division in the AFC by far, but unless Stroud or the Texans are battling injuries, I still think it goes to Houston.
Right. 2 years ago, primetime final game, Indianapolis 4th-and-1, and Minshew to Tyler Goodson incomplete on 4th-and-1 to end the season. Houston won the division right there. Kevin, thank you. Stay cool.
You bet, guys. Always enjoy it.
Appreciate it. Same here. Kevin Bowen, 107.5 The Fan in Indianapolis. Yeah, you would have had me on that. They haven't won that division in 9 years.
Yeah, that's... Man, they didn't even win it. Did Houston win it the year that Rivers came here in the playoffs? That must have been Houston, right?
No, Jacksonville, maybe.
Oh, okay.
That's COVID.
Right.
2020, I'm going to look. Tennessee.
Oh, right. Weren't they the...
No, they were not the one.
What
the
year
Chiefs,
were they the one seed then?
The next year.
Next year, okay.
13 seconds year.
Okay.
Right? Because then the Bengals win there.
Right.
And Bills Chiefs is the next day.
Right.
13 seconds is the next day, and the winner gets home field against the Bengals in the AFC Championship. That's what that was for.
Right.
2020, Tennessee wins the division, the Ravens win there in the playoffs, and then come here in the second round.
Right.
Taron Johnson.
Thank you.
Got that, everybody?
Yep. I'm all up to speed now.
They both were 11-5, but the Titans won the division and the Colts came here in the wild card. That was a good game. Colts-Bills, that was a good game.
Yeah, it was.
Stressful.
It's kind of incredible. The 9 years without winning the division and the GM is still going is, you know, there's
Miami.
There's playoff appearances there, but it's a little Sabres-y to me. Like, how does the guy still have the job exactly? Why?
It's the Dolphins, too.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. I mean... Chris Greer, we had Armando on a couple of weeks ago talking about that.
Right.
He's been there forever.
Yeah.
But they haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. How's that for you, Miami? 803-0550 to talk football with us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Sal at 5 today. This is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.